Anyone who has used a dating app knows the drill. You find a match, then comes the online sleuthing to make sure the person you're going out with is actually who they say they are. Well, now Match Group, the parent company of Tinder, is working on a way to help you with those background checks. Tinder is investing in a nonprofit called Garbo, which will provide users a way to see if people they meet on the app have a history of violent crime. Catherine Cosmides is founder and CEO of Garbo and is here to tell us more about it. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Tell us about your company, what it does exactly, and why you think it's necessary.
Yeah, so Garbo is a nonprofit technology startup on a mission to help proactively prevent gender-based violence in the digital age. And, you know, we're just connecting with so many strangers in today's digital world, and we have no way of knowing if they have a history of violence, who we're putting our physical safety in the hands of. And so Garbo is really there to provide access to the information that can help proactively prevent some of these violent crimes from occurring.
Okay, this isn't going to automatically become part of every Tinder user's experience with the app, is it? Who is going to have access to it, and how much will they have to pay to use your service?
Yeah, so it's definitely not ingrained in every Tinder user experience. It's definitely a personal decision to use it, and we believe in personally empowering people to make safety decisions. And in terms of cost, you know, we're definitely still discussing that, but Garbo is a nonprofit for a reason, and we truly believe that public record access should be very, very affordable, if not free.
Okay, so Garbo would provide criminal background checks to users. But that actually is a pretty limited picture of someone, isn't it? You said you'll just provide information about violent crimes, not things like drug possession or traffic violations. Why did your company make that decision?
Yeah, so we believe that there are three types of violence. There's human-to-human violence, which is obviously our predominant focus. Then there's violence against the state and violence against property. And so we made the decision to not have drug possession charges or crimes on the platform or minor traffic violations, because they've shown in studies to have little to no association with gender-based violence and a ton of association with the racism in the criminal justice system.
You're also withholding personal information that other background check services seem to include, like people's emails or addresses, to prevent stalking. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we like to call these people search sites stalking as a service, because they provide access to incredibly invasive information like home addresses, email addresses, and phone numbers. Like, the people who are listening, you should look at these sites and see what information is available on them. It's quite dangerous. And you know, it's my personal experience where my abuser used these sites and other digital tools to stalk and harass me. So I'm all too familiar with these types of tools. And Garbo was really inspired by doing something different.
Okay, what about privacy concerns? Tinder says it will not ask for or store users' background check information. But do you anticipate Tinder users will feel uncomfortable knowing they'll likely be investigated just for being on a dating app?
You know, that's the thing about Garbo's background check, is it requires a first name and a phone number. You have to opt into giving the other party your phone number. By giving the phone number, you're not giving permission necessarily for them to search you, but you are taking that step, and it does enable that person to personally make safety decisions on their own, essentially.
One other issue with background checks is that people with common names can get mixed up. How do you make sure you're not falsely associating someone with a criminal history they don't have? Will there actually be some kind of verification if you're running a huge volume of background checks?
This is a great question, and something that we care deeply about. And there are generic names like John Smith or something like that. And so with our system, there has to be a certain percentage, and it's a very high percentage, that we believe this is the right John Smith, essentially. But for names like John Smith, you know, we may require additional information from the user beyond just their first name, phone number, and location. We might start to require their sign. Are they a Gemini? Are they Aquarius? That helps us narrow down the results, certain pieces of information like that. will help alleviate this problem.
Okay, before I let you go, you know Tinder's parent company, Match, also owns other dating sites, Match.com, OkCupid, Hinge are among them. When is this going to be live on Tinder? And are you expecting to roll out this kind of service on other sites too?
Yeah, so we definitely plan to be live on Tinder this year and expand into the other Match Group portfolio companies as soon as possible.
That's Catherine Kosmides. She's founder and CEO of Garbo. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.